ABC Radio Australia.
Well, counting begins in Solomon Islands today with the first results from yesterday's election expected to be made public this evening, but it will still be weeks before the final results are known and a government is formed. Police in Solomon Islands are warning against those who might be planning violence if their candidates lose not to do so. Around 300,000 Solomon Islanders were enrolled to vote in yesterday's poll that was the country's first since the Australian-led security mission known as RAMSI wrapped up in 2017, which helped bring peace and stability back to the country after the ethnic violence of the early 2000s. Our reporter Evan Wasuka's in the capital and joins us now. Evan, first up, how did the election go on a whole yesterday?
Well, Catherine, it was a very peaceful elections yesterday in Honiara and around the country. The polls opened at 7 a.m. and they closed at 5 p.m., pretty much on time. According to the police and the Electoral Commission, there were no security problems. The Electoral Commission said that voters across the country opted to vote earlier in the day rather than later so that the polling stations were full in the morning. But by afternoon, the polling stations were much emptier and were able to close at 5 p.m. The other thing I noted from moving around Honiara was that the polling was better organized than in previous years. This could have been because of the increase in number of polling stations. Therefore, it was faster to process voters in time. So people moved around freely and were able to cast their votes pretty fast. So all in all, the authorities are pretty happy about how the elections worked yesterday.
Were there any problems, though, that they faced, Evan?
While the elections were well run, there were some problems with people not being able to find out where to go to cast their votes. Some people had trouble searching for their names and the locations. The Electoral Commission launched a new app and an SMS text service, but many didn't know it was there. So I did come across that issue and her four-month-old son traveling to four different venues to find a polling station. The Electoral Commission says this was because some people were not fully prepared and didn't check their details prior to voting. In some parts of the country, the Electoral Commission said they encountered people trying to vote in areas where they weren't qualified to. This is the Electoral Commission's Chief Electoral Officer, Moses Saitala, speaking to the media at a press conference last night.
There's a lot of those that are actually registered as well and claiming to be in places where they are now and wanting to claim that they want to exercise their right to vote where they are now. That is not according to the law of our country with regard to voting. You have to register in the right place and therefore cast your vote where you are registered.
That is Musa Saitala, the Electoral Commission Chief Executive Officer there in Solomon Islands. Evan, when are we expecting the results to start coming in?
So at the close of polling yesterday, the ballot boxes were secured by police and they were moved to counting centres, which are the main provincial centres. So counting is expected to start at 9 a.m. today for here in Honiara and those constituencies close by whose ballot boxes have already arrived. Other areas whose ballot boxes are still in transit, the counting should start in the afternoon. The Electoral Commission's Chief Electoral Officer, Mr. Saitala, is confident that we'll have the first results by late afternoon or early evening. This is for the smaller constituencies. The bigger ones will take a bit longer to count, but he says over the coming days we can expect more results to come in. Now, the actual formation of the government itself is likely to take place in weeks as the new MPs decide on who will be the new Prime Minister.
Right, and Evan, just finally, what is the security situation like at the moment for particularly that counting and making sure that nothing happens when results start coming through?
Well, last night the police took the unusual step of issuing a statement saying that they were aware that certain groups were planning violence if their candidates didn't win, but they said they would respond swiftly if that did happen. No names were mentioned, but the police cited their intelligence sources. This seems to be like a to show that they know what's they're on top of the security situation. Police have also issued a warning against float parades by winning candidates to avoid the disruption caused, like we've seen earlier in the week prior to the elections. So I don't expect we'll see much wide public celebrations for the winners. As for the count itself, it's all taking place in secured locations and police will have these areas locked down.